For a glimpse of how commuter rail could change the Central Florida transport landscape, look no further than Winter Park, a city built in the late 1800s. Winter Park's sustainability coordinator, Tim Maslow, stands on the Amtrak station platform in Central Park in the city's downtown.
We're knocking this down. We're going to dismantle the building and build a brand new train station that will accommodate both SunRail and Amtrak.
Along with a brand new station, there's something else on the horizon Metro Orlando hasn't seen before, bike sharing. Like other cities along the SunRail corridor, Winter Park is thinking about the role of cycling around the new train station.
We see probably having a station here with maybe 10 bikes at first to see how it goes. You could go up to 20 bikes per station with some of the different bike share companies we've been looking at.
One company talking with Winter Park is the Wisconsin-based B-Cycle, which is backed by the bike manufacturer Trek. B-Cycle launched in Denver in 2010, and sales director Lee Jones says commuters riding the Mile High City's light rail system use bikes to go the last mile to their destination. He says that could work in Central Florida too, even in the heat of summer.
You know, the nice thing on a bike, once you start moving, there's a fair amount of momentum, and there's always a breeze coming at you. Although, obviously, in Orlando, it probably would be a warmer breeze than in other parts of the country, but it certainly can be a very leisurely way of moving from point A to point B.
In fact, bike sharing already has a foothold in South Florida, where Broward County has started a system. The B-Cycle bikes weigh 45 pounds with a basket in front, and they aren't designed to go much over 10 miles an hour. Jones says bike share stations around SunRail may have to be positioned to avoid the busiest roads.
Yeah, I did find some of the very, very wide streets, basically three lanes across, and it was almost like being on the interstate. Whereas in downtown Orlando, there were areas where the traffic was fairly calm.
Some cities along the rail line are ideally situated for this back-to-the-future approach to getting around. Tim Maslow, Winter Park's sustainability coordinator, points out his city was designed so passengers could easily walk to and from the train station.
And that was before, you know, the automobile was so prevalent in everyone's lives. So when they came down to the train station, they actually had to go to different locations that were, you know, no longer than a 15-20 minute walk, because in Florida no one would walk that far.
A return to cycling as a primary means of transportation may seem a bit old-fashioned, but when the bicycle first appeared in America, it was high-tech.
Meet the future.
That's Paul Newman in the 1969 Western Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid showing off his bicycle.
Do you know what you're doing?
Theoretically.
Don't ever hit your mother with a shovel. It leaves a dull impression on her mind.
Cassidy and Sundance were real-life train robbers in the late 1800s when rail barons were building a network of train lines across Florida. It coincided with a nationwide cycling craze.
It's huge in this country, huge.
Tim Bustos is the executive director of the Florida Bicycle Association. He says even though cars dominate the roads today, it wasn't always the case.
Next to the railroad at that time, bicycling was like the most powerful transportation lobby out there. They were expensive, so it was mostly well-to-do and influential people that could afford them.
And in the late 1800s, well-to-do people were taking the train to cities like Winter Park to spend their winter vacations. Winter Park's not the only place where rail and cycling could make a comeback. The Florida Bicycle Association's headquartered in DeLand, and Tim Bustos dreams of making that city a cycling hub. He says SunRail's completion in 2016 could help by giving riders better access to a network of cycling trails. Bike share could also be part of the mix.
People that would have rented a car 5 years ago are now using bike share instead. It's cheaper, it's easier, it's more enjoyable.
Some DeLand cyclists have reservations. They say a safe route has to be found from the train station to the city's downtown, 5 miles away. But Central Florida bike advocates agree that SunRail's arrival brings with it a chance to begin a new chapter in the shared history of cycling and rail. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.